Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
In our next feature, in keeping with the theme of heritage and the history of South Africans, the Department of Home Affairs recently... Okay, I think I'm on the wrong one. Let me go back. As technology advances and children become more inclined to use gadgets and social media, the task of parents also grows and might seem more challenging. In keeping with times, the Cape Town Science Centre is set to host an informal panel discussion on Wednesday, the 28th of September this week, highlighting some of the thorny issues of social media. The amazing part of this event is the fact that it is open to the public, including parents, educators, and anyone who wants to attend. I have online Ms. Sharon Knowles, the CEO of Da Vinci Forensics and Cybersecurity Specialist. Sharon, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, and morning to all your listeners.
Yes, good morning to you. Now, Sharon, what is the Da Vinci Forensics and Cybersecurity Specialist?
We are a small cybersecurity company. We assist business as well as individuals around any cyber issue. So that's sort of like hacking, if they have any issues regarding pen testing. So in the cybersecurity environment, and then we assist parents and educators around the hot topic of cyber bullying and social media issues.
Now, looking at the discussion that's going to be taking place on Wednesday, what was the idea behind it? What drove this thought?
Well, a lot of parents are, they don't know whether they should monitor their children's social media or whether they should trust their children to make the right decisions when using some of the apps that are available. And a lot of parents were saying, what do I do?
I see. Yes, you can go ahead.
No. So what happened was that the Cape Town Science Centre decided that they would have a panel where we would discuss those issues and allow parents to voice their concerns and to ask us questions, and we would try and guide them in the right direction that suits their parenting style.
Now, what do you think might make it hard for parents to manage social media in terms of for kids?
I think the world of parenting has changed since we were teenagers, and I think it's difficult because parents want to, you know, invoke that sense of trust with their children, show that their children that they do have that trust in that. Also, parents aren't knowledgeable about all the apps that their children use, the technology, and sometimes children are not forthcoming with sharing with their parents or talking to their parents about that. We found with a lot of cyberbullying, children have never even mentioned it to their parents or even discussed it with a teacher or any adult to that fact.
And that's actually quite a challenge because often they silently suffer cyberbullying and unfortunately it lowers their self-esteem. Now, looking at some of the good and bad of social media, I know that interacting via social media in terms of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram has a great amount of positive, but at the same time, there's negative. So maybe you can comment on that.
Well, just in terms of the negative, we found that the cyberbullying percentage has increased. A lot of online predators use social media to gather information around their victim and that. And that's where the danger lies, because when you, on Instagram, for example, a child's main sort of... idea around Instagram is they want to get more likes, so they don't it doesn't really matter to them who follows them. So predators use Instagram because also you can, if you don't turn off your or modify your privacy settings on Instagram, it's quite easy to track somebody. Tumblr is another one where children use Tumblr to source all types of things because there is no filter on Tumblr. So you can find things that are really undesirable on that platform.
Definitely. Now, this is a very exciting event, and I know it is open to the public. So maybe you can give us all the information, who should attend, where, what time, and your contact details.
Well, it's going to be on Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's at the Cape Town Science Center, which is on 370 Main Road, OBS. There's a cost of 50 Rand per person. And I encourage parents to bring their teenagers. Everybody can ask questions. And I think it's going to be quite a nice event where we're going to have a conversation around social media and how to protect our children.
Mm, definitely. And is there a website available or your details where someone can contact you?
Yes, I am available on www.davinciforensics.co.za. All my contact details are there. The Cape Town Science Center is www.ctsc.org.za.
Sharon, thank you so much for joining us this morning and all the best for the event. I think it's a brilliant initiative and it's exactly what parents need to be schooled in terms of the dangers of social media as well as obviously the good that social media has to offer. All the best for the event. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye. That was Sharon Knowles, the CEO of Da Vinci Forensics and Cybersecurity Specialist, talking about a discussion that's going to be taking place on Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock in Observatory. It's going to be taking place at the Cape Town Science Center. And if you are a concerned parent and you have kids who are using social media, then you should be attending.